Sabrina Carpenter with Fast Times. I'm in conversation with David Nair, a philanthropist and motivational speaker, also author of this new book that he wants to talk about today, Grail 2.0. Here we go now.
FM. Afternoons with Annie. 94.3
Radio 1. In the studios of 94.3 Radio 1, I for one, I must say that I've had a wide array of people coming from different corners of the world. That includes actors, that includes different sets of celebrities, influencers, sports persons. There's also fashionistas to fashion designers themselves, to stylists, travel influencers, people who write, after they travel, so travel writers. And I think, and chefs, of course, the best ones from across India and the world. Occasionally, I also have motivational speakers who come in to tell us about purpose, a word we probably have come across in the dictionary and we've even learnt it in school, and we kind of throw it in conversations to look good, to make ourselves actually look good. But I don't think we really understand the meaning of purpose. In the studios today, I have with me the part author, or should I say the creator of this book called Grail 2.0. Take Your Life Right with Purpose. His name is David Nair, all the way from Brisbane, Australia. Thank you so much for coming to the studios.
Appreciate that. Thank you so much, Annie, and truly appreciate audience. Welcome. Happy, happy morning to you.
Well, let's begin with you having a corporate past. And the reason I ask this question to almost everyone is it's pretty much the first or second generation of, I think, individuals I am meeting. Whether it is in the space of sustainability, in the space of motivational speaking, or becoming an entrepreneur, this sea change that we have seen in the evolution of, the demographics, as well as just the thought process of going out to achieve something. And so almost everyone has had a taste of corporate responsibility, just a corporate job to be able to feed themselves, and then going after what they're really happy to do, or what it is could or has become their calling. What is your backstory?
Very simple. I was a very shy boy at the age of 14, got kicked out of home because of my shyness. My parents shipped me off to a place called Brisbane, Australia.
Heard of children who are trouble who are kicked out of home. How come a shy kid gets kicked out of home?
Because they did not know what to do. An Indian parent says, "What do I do with my child? My gosh, he's not talking. Even when the relatives come, he hides under his mummy's petticoat." That's the boy I was. But ladies and gentlemen, like everything else, unless you put something into your head to transform and shift, nothing comes through. From that stage in Brisbane, just because I moved from one location to another, it did not in any way create change in me.
Uh-huh.
What happened was, I needed to get out of my, excuse me for using this word, out of my butt and go do something. Go do something. Like Nike says, just go do it. So the whole end result of this was, through transformation, through training, through coaching and through mentoring, by the time I got to India in 1996, I was able to then look at addressing in an open air stadium in Gurugram 40,000 people.
Wow.
From that shy boy. Now, I'm not saying that to boast. I'm saying that for people to understand. If you have something inside of you, if you have that fire inside of you, you need to now deep dive into that to see what it can do for you, how you can transform, and you have an obligation to your creator. Doesn't matter what religion you're in. You have an obligation to your creator, primarily because that creator has provided you with your most precious gift, which is your breath of life, without which you're non-existent. So what do? Do you give that creator a half-hearted outcome at the end of a day? Put it on a tray, offer it up to him, he will accept it, he won't complain. But if you put something much better, if you put something that's more effective, if you put something that's holistically developed and say, my God, I put 300% into this, right, and you offer that to your creator, guess what happens, guys? He'll accept it. But as a preference, he would prefer tray 2 to tray 1. Being God, he would. So I'm asking you, why don't you stretch that 1% more? If you stretch the 1% more, you now need certain direction. You need certain ways in which to do that. And that's where purpose comes into play. Many people are familiar with this term called goal setting.
Right.
It's fantastic. But goals is very, in my view, extremely hollow.
Hmm.
You try to eat a biryani without the masala or without any of the ingredients in it, just plain rice. It's not tasty. Now you start putting the right masala, you put the right mixture of whether it's non-veg or vegetarian, and you see what comes out of that. Your taste is fantastic. You love it. And the same thing with a goal and a purpose. When you have that put together and meshed in, you'll then understand direction, clarity, decision making, and the most effective thing is you will feel happy. Like what the Dalai Lama says, contentment is your ultimate to happiness in life.
Right. Beautifully said. Very, very nice words. Now, I think that is also the thought behind the book Grail 2.0.
Yes.
Because it's not just you who've written a foreword or shared your story. You've got 40 people, or 39, should I say, who've joined in, making it 40 people sharing their stories and becoming coaches, not just in India, but in different parts of the world.
Yep.
That's beautiful. And that's something we have to talk about when we come back on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is Afternoons with Annie. I'm in conversation with a man with a purpose.
Thank you.
That's David Nair in the studios of 94.3 Radio 1.